This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
So 7 after the hour, Doug, Stefan, Ken Kessler here. The midterm elections still pretty much on everybody's mind. I'm figuring it'll be the big story of the week when we tomorrow at this time go through the talk radio countdown. Yesterday's poll through the night, actually, at DougStefan.com. What are you happiest about regarding the midterm elections now that they're over? 34% of you, a third, say the Republicans taking over the Senate was the best thing. 20% of you said, I'm glad I'll have another opportunity to vote these guys out in a couple of years. 27% said, I'm happy the negative ads are over. 17% of you said, I'm pleased with the overall outcome. 2% said, I'm glad the robocalls are over. I would say that that's an understatement, Kenny. What are you getting from all of our the input that we have? eHarmony, where'd that come from? probably not too much electioneering on eHarmony. But we have Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter, Good Day, email, that was where I was going, email to Ken@DougStefan.com or to Doug@DougStefan.com. Plus, if that isn't enough, 888-302-3684. So what do you have?
Gail says, I'm happy about the results nationwide, but unfortunately here in Minnesota, Al Franken won. At least he can't do much damage now that old prune Harry Reid had his wings clipped.
Yeah, the old prune. I like that. That's good. The old prune. So, yeah, Al Franken is Al Franken. He's a show. That's what he is. And he's a vote for the Democrats. But other than that, he has some amusing moments sometimes, not often. But at any rate, I don't know, wings clapped or not, but he's not going to be as effective, perhaps one way or another. It's a pendulum, back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. What else?
John says, Obama has invited the party leaders to the White House to let them know he has a phone, a pen, and a veto stamp. I guess now we'll see who the real obstructionist is.
Well, that's simplistic, and the real obstructionists are on both sides. Harry Reid was an obstructionist. Mitch McConnell was an obstructionist. Boehner was an obstructionist. Plenty of members of both the Congress and the Senate, obstructionists. Pelosi, and they're all obstructionists. They're all egomaniacs. They all have too much power, and they all need their wings clipped. All right, what else do we meet there conversationally, Kenny?
Carl says, now we've got a new batch of future millionaire liars to hear from. I guess the other ones were just getting too old.
So then what are you going to do about it, sir? If, in fact, you have that cynical approach, and certainly many of us do, what are you going to do about changing what the Supreme Court has done regarding Citizens United, for example? What are you going to do about the power and the control that has taken place? The switch, the power and control are those people who have all the people, companies. Don't kid yourself. There is so much money involved here, so much of your tax dollars going to certain corporate interests and individuals. What are you going to do about fixing it? What are you going to do about fixing it? Look at yourself in the mirror. You're the problem. We're all the problem. We've let it get out of control. We've had it too good for too long, and we use our money to pay us off. And in many cases, 40% of the people who get the money have never paid a nickel in taxes. But because the system has changed so that the people like that who will go out and vote and put people back in who vote for them to give them your money, you're the problem. All right, Kenny, what else you got?
One more. Sarah says, some of the elected GOP senators consider and have called Obama a commie. How are they supposed to work with him?
Well, they aren't. I guess that's a pretty good question. First of all, he's not a commie. He may be a socialist to the nth degree, but he's not a commie. He may be a lot of things, but a commie he's not. Difficult to work with, egotistical, arrogant, all of those things I think you can apply to Obama, but I don't see how you can, you can feel that way, you can think that way if you want to. I'm not sure it's accurate, let's put it that way. But names and, what is it, sticks and stones will break my bones, names will never hurt me. It's the actions that he takes, not the things that you call him, that are important. And the actions that he's taken have not helped the majority of Americans. That's why you saw the election go the way it was. Whether he gets it or not, I guess that will be part of the setup for Friday, looking for a constructive relationship with Congress. That's right. What else is he going to say? I'll fix you guys because you...
I'll get you.
Yeah.
I'll get you all.
Stand by for me getting you. Speaking of standing by, John Harper, who's the general manager of our affiliate WMEL, up next with his overview of things from the state of Florida as the election returns are still being overviewed.
Lumber Liquidators, America's largest specialty flooring store, is using our buying power to offer great deals on over 230 hardwood and laminate floors just in time for the holidays. Get pre-finished 3/4-inch solid maple for $159 a square foot. That's more than half off other stores. Save up to 43% on our thickest and best laminates. Plus, attach padding at no extra cost. And get other incredible flooring deals. Plus, 18-month special financing. Get to your local store. These deals are going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Hi friends, Doug Steffen here with some great news on how to spruce up your home this fall from your friends at Sherwin-Williams. Nothing changes the mood of a room faster or for less money than a fresh coat of paint. Want to try a new color? Test it first by painting a sample on a cardboard square and then hang it in the room for a couple of days. If you like it through the day and evening, you're ready to go. Have more painting questions? The experts at Sherwin-Williams can help you out. With easy-to-use color selection tools, you can find your personal palette with confidence, exceptional coverage, rich color, and results that last. All you have to do is ask the color experts at Sherwin-Williams.
If you like painting and saving, ask Sherwin-Williams and save 40% on paints and stains during our 4-day super sale, November 7th through the 10th. With 40% off our great paints and stains and 30% off painting supplies, you can give your whole home a color makeover. But hurry, these savings are so super, they won't be around for long. Find your nearest store at sherwinwilliams.com/sale. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Are you still losing your hair in the brush or the shower? Provia is the all-natural hair thinning therapy that can help you with all this and much more. Listener Tom says, I've been using Provia for the last 2 months, ever since I heard you talking about it on the air, and the results are amazing. I've been seeing my hair grow back in, comes in thicker every day. It's absolutely wonderful. Even my wife has been commenting on how wonderfully I look. Well, if your wife is losing her hair, Tom, this product is for her as well. Call 800-525-8319 to get the results that Tom got. You'll get them by ordering Provia today. Also, mention Doug Steffen and ask for Provia Super Concentrate. You'll get it for faster, even more noticeable results. 800-525-8319 for a limited time upgrade to priority shipping. That's free as well. Provia, get your hair back the natural way. Stop hair loss now by calling 800-525-8319. That's 800-525-8319.
Do you have a used musical instrument gathering dust? This weekend at Guitar Center, turn your used gear into new gear. Now through Sunday, our experts are buying qualified guitars, amps, pedals, keyboards, drums, and more. We'll pay you on the spot, and if you're looking to upgrade, when you trade in, we'll give you an additional 15% off that new piece of gear you really want. You don't even need to be a musician. Look in attics and basements, because we're buying qualified instruments this weekend during Guitar Center's trade-in and trade-up savings event. Now through Sunday. Excluding clients, 15% offer. Find details at guitarcenter.com/trading-event.
All right, let's have John Harper in here. John is the owner and operator of WMEL, Talk Radio AM 1300 in Cocoa Beach, the Melbourne area of Florida. WMEL on Florida's Space Coast. Visited there any number of times, and I'm happy to call John a broadcast friend. He's a great operator. I think every time... I don't know if this is coincidental or not. So last time I sat in your studio was April Fool's Day.
Don't you have a flat tire?
Well, I had a flat tire. That was the year before.
Oh, okay.
The year before I had a flat tire. But the last time we came up, it was last April Fool's. Meredith and I were driving back from Florida, and we stopped there. And I got it hook, line, and sinker.
We had great fun.
We did have
great fun. Oh, that's right. You were dropping the Good Day Show or something, right? Right? Zinger.
No, I think it was some other. It wasn't he was dropping it. There was somebody else. It was
a bunch of other stations seemed to be having trouble.
Bill Bennett was it, right. That was it. Yeah. Well, Harpo. Yeah. You said you were going to go to Bennett. I think that was what started it, wasn't it? Didn't you say
that's
part of the whole thing that you were going to drop me and put on Bill Bennett?
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
A wise decision.
You're right. Yeah. There's a progressive way to move ahead.
Yeah, it was quite a sight to see your face when you heard that news. That was priceless.
All right, let's talk about the faces of the winners. Charlie Crist face last night, and you watched that. I'm just talking. I'm interested in your run-up on the Florida stuff, and then we'll talk about a couple of other things. So, Scott and Chris, what was the final separation in terms of numbers of votes or percentages?
Believe it or not, guys, the difference in percentage was 1%.
Yeah. Holy moly.
With Governor Rick Scott retaining the office in Tallahassee of governor, and now Charlie Crist goes back to working his day job with the law firm that he's been with the last several years in Orlando, and I guess he'll decide what he does after this, see whether or not he has any viability to become another candidate for another position.
But, all right. What about the how strong with older voters, and there are a lot of them in Florida, the libertarians. There was a libertarian candidate, the third party movement, that's where the Tea Party came from. What sort of strength does that have in Florida, and maybe what does that mean for the rest of the nation?
Well, it was probably, Doug, the result of the libertarian candidate in the governor's race that lost it for Charlie Crist. The libertarian candidate had 4% of the total votes, and many feel that he drew away votes from the Crist people, and that is what kind of sunk the ship there for Charlie Crist. But overall, the libertarian candidates here in the state of Florida are not all that strong. They are active, and they're making movements that have been drawing attention much louder than years before. But at the same time, they still are not that strong of a contender in any of the races here in Florida.
You know, is it medical? Go ahead, I wonder about the marijuana. Yeah.
Yeah, the medical marijuana was defeated by 2 percentage points, and
that surprised you.
Strong showing.
Did that surprise you?
Say again.
Did that surprise you?
Yes, yes, yes. Absolutely. We thought at the very last minute that it was going to pass.
Yeah, I did too. Yeah.
It was showing some strength in some areas of the state that it needed to draw strong votes from, and some of the areas were rather surprising as well where the votes came from, especially the panhandle that everybody thought would vote no against it, but the panhandle came out strongly in support of it. So lost by 2 percentage points. Already, Doug, the proponents of the medical marijuana say that they're on their way to Tallahassee, the state capital, this morning, and they're going to ensure that the state legislature in the new session puts medical marijuana on the docket for a vote. And
they're
not
easy to track. You just follow
the
Cheeto. You just follow that Cheeto dust, John, so they're easy to find.
All right, let's talk about turnout. Okay. I was talking earlier. We had 54% turnout in Massachusetts, which is fairly good for, it's lousy to say that, but what was the turnout in Florida?
Here in Florida, the turnout was a little bit less than that. I believe the final count was 48%.
Pretty disgusting.
Turnout here in Florida.
Pretty disgusting.
Yeah,
it really is. All right. So, generally speaking, the listeners to your radio station are reacting how? Are they happy with the results, do you think?
I think overall, yes.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And especially with Governor Rick Scott again retaining his office. Yeah, I think.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Black girl or white girl, Jennifer?
Black girl.
Black girl.
Welcome back to another edition of Black Chick, White Chick, where Doug Stepman tries to guess.
Come on. I used to run bass like one.
Who's
saying? Man, I run the bass high
hat. This is
bad girls, Jay-Z.
Man, yeah. Is Jay-Z with Beyonce?
Brooklyn,
Tis. So we were talking, we've been back and forth on this all week about Beyonce and her new album, which apparently isn't really a new album. It has two new songs in it, Kenny, but the press release suggests that she is releasing this new self-titled album as a platinum edition box set. It has two CDs, two DVDs, 17 videos go along with all of the performances that she's done, world tour stuff, that sort of thing. So she added two new songs, 7-Eleven and Ring Off, remixes with Kanye West and Nicki Minaj, and Pharrell Williams, right?
Pharrell,
am I pronouncing it right? Pharrell Williams.
Pharrell Williams.
He's happy.
Yeah, I'm gonna be happy. So anyway, it's Beyonce month, kind of.
But you know what? I'm gonna just go out on a limb. Almost all the months are Beyonce month.
Are they really? Is she really that good?
Yes, so and really. People, you know what? The media like thinks that she's like this goddess. I swear,
really?
The media loves Beyonce.
Is she still the rumors about her having an affair with the president? Is that still floating around?
I haven't heard that one lately, but that was a good one for a while.
All right, speaking of good ones, Paul Simon in the news today. He's one of these people like Taylor Swift is today currently.
I don't know if Paul Simon and Taylor Swift have ever been mentioned like that.
Tell you why I put them together, because they both write songs that tell a story of their lives.
Yep.
A lot of Paul Simon stuff that you learn about him has come through his music, but now there's a planned biography for which he is going to cooperate. There's a music critic named Robert Hilburn who wants to do a book on Paul Simon, so he said, yep, okay, I'll go along
love
with that.
That guy.
Ooh,
Paul Simon.
I'd just say Robert Hilbert.
I mean, he's obviously a good guy, too, because he likes Paul Simon.
Right.
But he's, the guy is just such a musical genius.
Yep, good
and
stuff.
A fun guy.
Yeah. Okay, next name on the musical list today is Miranda Lambert. You have that next to you or the Spice Girls? Which you want to do?
Love Miranda.
You can bet on her, Jennifer, to take the top prize at the Country tonight. Music Association Awards tonight.
Isn't she competing against her own husband?
Yes.
How's that work out?
I think he wins Entertainer of the Year, but I think she wins Female Artist for sure.
Will they say?
All right, so the best musical story of the day today is covered by a story from today's show at DougStephan.com. The world's catchiest song. Man, I don't see this at all. This is supposedly the world's catchiest song.
Black chick, white chick, Dougie.
That's a white chick.
Both of them.
I thought the Spice Girls were all white.
Oh, no.
One white, one black.
Oh, really?
And there are five Spice Girls, Rich.
No. Good for me for missing.
Can you name them all?
Right.
I know one of them is scary.
Scary, sporty, ginger, baby, and posh.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, please, listen to her.
That's taking up space in your brain. All right.
So anyway, this song was released in the 90s.
Yes, it was.
And according to scientists, they pinpointed the top 20 most memorable and recognizable earworms of the past 70 years. And this is the one that sticks in more people's minds than anything else. I remember the song from last week by Charlene. And it sticks in my mind.
Get off of that song.
I'm telling you, it sticks in my mind. There were other Mambo number 5 in there.
What about
Tub
Dumping? That was
music. Yeah. All right, 29
after. Hi, I'm John Rainey, Chief Financial Officer of United Airlines, and I'm honored to be the National Chair for the 2015 March for Babies campaign for the March of Dimes. United is a proud supporter of the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Please join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.org.
I'm Bob DiRigo-Jones, and this is Let's Be Fair. I recently received a check in the mail for over $100 as my share of a lawsuit I'd never heard about. You can probably imagine my surprise. Here's what happened. A few years ago, we dropped our iPod in a bucket of water. Not surprisingly, it stopped working, so we took it to Apple to see if it could be fixed. It couldn't, but since it was our fault, we just accepted it as one of those unfortunate things that happen in life. Case closed. At least, I thought it was closed, but a lawyer somewhere decided that anyone who soaked their iPod in water should be paid. So he filed a class action lawsuit against Apple. I think it should have been dismissed, but it forced Apple to rack up huge legal bills, so it decided to cut its losses and settle. Let's be fair. Some people might say that Apple has so much money that this is just, if you'll pardon the pun, a drop in the bucket to them. Take the check and be happy. But fair is fair, so we did the only thing I thought we could do. To find out, visit our website at centerforamerica.org.
Lumber Liquidators, America's largest specialty flooring store, is using our buying power to offer great deals on over 230 hardwood and laminate floors just in time for the holidays. Get pre-finished 3/4 inch solid maple for $159 a square foot. That's more than half off other stores. Save up to 43% on our thickest and best laminates. Plus, attach padding at no extra cost. And get other incredible flooring deals. Plus, 18-month special financing. Get to your local store. These deals are going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturing manufacturers. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules. Now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
On the air are the ones who say it like it is. And that could include you at 888-302-3684. Should you care to comment on what pretty much fueled the GOP midterm victory? I'm Doug Steffen with Ken Kessler. The voters say they were angry with President Obama. They're also angry with the Republicans in Congress. They sided with the GOP, though, obviously, when forced to choose. Was that you? Did you do that? Were you a Democrat and then became a Republican? Were you someone who supported Obama and other Democrats 6 years ago and then 2 years ago even? I don't know after the first time around why it was that as many people voted as they did. However, they did. And then when faced with sure obstruction, decided, okay, let's try the other. Let's pull the other lever. Immigration is the biggest irritant as Washington is reshaping. Mitch McConnell, who will be the leader in the face of the GOP majority in the Senate, has warned the president, that he ought not to act unilaterally, but the president didn't say he wouldn't do what he wanted to do when it came to things like reducing deportations. Let's let them all stay. Let's give 30 million green cards. Let's make America better and stronger by doing that. That's me being a cynic. So that's part of the agenda here, or at least it appears to be part of the agenda. What do you think? Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter, Good Day. Email to Doug or Ken at DougSteffen.com. Getting some interesting comments about the president's vow, Kenny, to get the job done. The president now realizing, maybe you got to wonder, what the guy thinks, what his staff says to him. He had a news conference in the East Room of the White House. He holds afternoon news conference to share share his take, if you will, on what happened in the election. Who, me? I'm responsible for this? Come on. So anyway, the incoming Senate Majority Leader and the President pledging to try to get the divided government into a good shape, not getting involved in gridlock, so they say. But there are whispers of veto showdowns. There's no doubt the Republicans had a good night, the President said. Really?
So he noticed.
Yeah. So the GOP has control of Congress. He said, quote, "I hear you. It's time for us to take care of business. We've been yelling this for 6 years, you character." He cited construction of roads, bridges, and other facilities as one of the things ripe for cooperation. Yeah, because it pays off the trade unions. The road construction, this facility business, the bridges, is one of the biggest fiascos, one of the biggest black eyes, one of the biggest scandals in our country. Because the roads, the bridges, and other public utilities are so poorly built with an eye to having more jobs, we have good jobs for construction workers. Have you been on an interstate any time in the last 25 years when the weather was good, there wasn't some kind of construction going on? Try that over in Europe. Drive on the main roads, the thoroughfares in Europe, that have actually more traffic than our roads do. You never see this kind of thing, the roads being in a wholesale way rebuilt, because they build them 10 times better. The roads are built for obsolescence. It is a huge scandal. And yet, well, we're going to take care of all of these important things that need to be taken care of. Taking care of them would be having the leadership to build them right in the first place. Anyway, back to Mr. Obama, who noted Congress will pass some bills I can't sign. I'm pretty sure I'll take some actions that some in Congress won't like. Well, listen, I thought it was interesting, the profiles. They both had news conferences. McConnell, who, by the way, is 72, he's most, I guess the word I'd use is taciturn. He was joking with reporters after achieving a lifelong ambition. Remember when he and his mudslinging pals thought that Ashley Judd was going to run against him in Kentucky?
Yeah.
Pulled out all the stops, showed his true colors. He's a manipulator. What'd you say? He's a what?
Dirtbag.
Yeah, he is a dirtbag. Anyway, our system has the president as the most important player. He can veto legislation or persuade lawmakers to back compromise. So, anyway, we were talking about the immigration thing. That seems to be coming back and forth and back and forth, even though it really wasn't a big conversation during the campaign. How many times did you see stories, Kenny, during the campaign of anybody focused on immigration other than guys like me?
Nothing.
Yeah.
It's been very quiet on that front.
And that, yet that's a big thing with most everybody. When America chooses divided government, I don't think it means they don't want us to do anything. It means they want us to do things for the country, says McConnell. He talked about trade legislation, overhaul of the tax rules. Okay, so he's got my attention now. My attention, your attention. The tax system is awful, sucks, as some of the cruder among us would say. 888-302-3684. All right, so Michael, I seem to not be... Oh, there it is. Okay, now I can make it work. Let's see, who is this, Doug?
Doug.
Yes. Yeah, yeah, okay.
Yeah, man. I just wanted to tell you, I'm 58. I've voted all my life and never missed an election. local, state, whatever. Mm-hmm. And the more we do, I mean, you get involved in the grassroots stuff, and you try to push stuff, and as soon as you vote something in that the people want, some judge turns it over anyway. I believe firmly that we live in an oligarchy.
What's the example? Give us an example of that happening where you are in Arizona.
Homosexual marriage, I mean, every time California voted it down, I mean, they passed amendments against it. Like 40 states have passed some kind of legislation against it. Mm-hmm. And the judge just says, oh, no, we don't want that. Roe v. Wade, every state had their own laws on abortion. And the Supreme Court says, well, abortion, the right to abortion exists as a penumbra of the right to privacy. You know what a penumbra is? You're a well-educated guy. What's a penumbra? You know what that is?
No, I don't.
It's just something that lies within the shadow of something else.
Really?
I had to look it up when they first put out the stupid ruling. You got to read it. It's a number. But anyway, like I said, no matter what it is, in Arizona here, we're kind of strapped for cash. We're a poor state. I was a mechanic for 40 years, and I foolishly retired and became a teacher. I went back to school and got a teaching degree. And now I work for one-third the money and do five times the work.
Uh-huh, there you go. How do you like the new governor there in Arizona?
I don't really know too much about him, but the thing of it is he's one of the biggest problems he's going to face is a judge ordered us to spend $2 billion more on education. Now, we don't have $2 billion.
Mm-hmm.
And we voted this guy, we voted and elected him, and they passed the budget for the education. I say it affects me directly because I'm a teacher now. Yeah. But here's the deal. You can get all the legislation you want passed, and some idiot in a black robe will say, they don't have the tax. The Constitution says they do not have the taxing authority.
Mm-hmm. Well, you got to do something about that as things move on, changing, having a bit of a revolution, constitutional convention, change the things that we don't like. Let's see here. Ralph says Obama is so full of nothing he says anymore. I believe he's a used car salesman. His speech is full of poop. Okay, here's another one. Mark says, bye-bye, Harry. Take a back seat with Nancy. Let's see here. Here's Allie who says, veto showdowns. He's digging in his heels and isn't about to compromise. All right. So let's get to Natalie Jackson, who is an election scientist from the Huffington Post, in a moment here.
I'd say 10.
4, 5, 12.
How many different beers do you think Sam Adams brews in a year?
I think Sam Adams is about 10 different beers.
I can think of the Boston Lager.
Summer Ale.
Terry Wheat.
Ooh, Terry Wheat.
Rebel IPA.
Sam Adams brews over 60 different styles of beer a year.
I'm shocked.
This is crazy.
So obviously we were wrong. I had no idea Sam Adams made this many.
These go up against some of the best beers across the world.
I'm kind of impressed.
This definitely changes my perspective on Sam Adams.
Boston Beer Company, Boston Mass. Get responsibly.
Brand new. Big names to fall for. Kohl's has great savings on big names in outerwear. Get the family ready for cooler weather. And save on brands like Columbia, Dockers, Carter, and many more. Plus, visit Kohl's.com to get a yes pass for $10 off your purchase of $25 or more. See store or Kohl's.com for details. And save even more late Friday and early Saturday. Find great deals on big names in outerwear for the whole family at Kohl's Veterans Day Weekend Sale. Friday and Saturday. Find your yes. Kohl's.
Gentlemen, imagine getting a good night's rest, having less urge, less frequency. All you want is to be normal, right? Well, finally, you can join the millions and millions of men who have heard me talking about PT9, and they are now experiencing a normal life once again with a revolutionary all-natural prostate formula. Again, call PT9, prostate, testosterone, 9 ingredients. Richard, a listener who is thankful he listened to us talk about PT9, says, at my age, I know my prostate health is important. PT9 has been a very effective way for me to make fewer trips to the bathroom, get a good night's rest. It's a product I recommend to friends. Plus, I hear it makes my prostate healthier. It does all of those things, Richard. Call 800-811-3790. That's 800-811-3790. Try PT9 and find relief. Get a good night's rest. Have your partner get a good night's rest. It works or your money back. 800-811-3790. Mention Doug Steffen and get a free bottle of Heart Factors Plus. 800-811-3790.
So what if someone owned your GM vehicle before you did? It may be pre-owned, but it's got the same stuff it came with, like OnStar. Yep, that service that sends help in a crash, runs diagnostic checks, and gives you roadside assistance. Just push the blue OnStar button and ask for 3 months on us, a free trial offer, good on any 06 or newer OnStar inactive GM model. If you don't want it after that, just say so. Visit OnStar.com for coverage map, offer details, and system limitations.
Do you live with stress? If you have nervousness or common everyday anxiety, we're looking for you. Because right now we're sending risk-free supplies of a fast-acting supplement to listeners of this station. You heard right. Every listener who calls right now will learn how to get a risk-free bottle of Stress Block, a naturally derived formula that promotes feelings of calmness, alertness, and focus in just moments. Supplies for this risk-free offer are limited, so don't wait. Just call 1-800-478-5413. Stress Block is a fast-acting, non-prescription formula to support relaxation without causing drowsiness. Your nervousness is guaranteed to begin fading like magic in just minutes. This special risk-free offer is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Call us now for this exclusive Stress Block risk-free offer. Just call 1-800-478-5413. That's 1-800-478-5413. Call 1-800-478-5413.
All right, now it's 14 before the hour, the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Who is the beneficiary of the elections? Who? You? Are you feeling good about the results of the midterm elections? Natalie Jackson joins us again today, senior data scientist with the Huffington Post, a pollster in essence, able to aggregate the polls and look at the results now that yesterday we speculated on the results. So what is, from a scientific point of view, Natalie, what is the result? What can we glean from the information that was in the exit polling or the actual results of the election?
Well, I'd say the number one thing we get is that people are unhappy with the way things are going. Mm-hmm. We have several incumbents that were defeated in the Senate, and we had significantly larger margins of win from a lot of candidates than we were expecting. Basically, we got a very large Republican turnout, and so it seems the common thread is people are just unhappy with the direction of the country, and so that manifested as an anti-Obama vote.
So the Democrats, not happy with Obama, just sat it out, not happy with what there are plenty of Democrats who are just disgusted with what's going on. It isn't just people who may have an R behind their name. I don't have either an R or a D behind my name, but I'm, for one, totally disgusted.
The big old fat question mark
going on here. So now, what is it that happens in the near term and down the road to satisfy these people that you as a scientist have gleaned or have garnered the opinion that they're, I mean, I don't think it takes a genius, and I don't mean this is not a slam against you, to figure out that people are ticked off. But what
right.
does the data indicate can be done? Is there any data that shows what needs to be done by those who are forward-looking or smart enough to look at this and want to make sure that the outcome is positive, not just we're going to get you guys now, we're in charge kind of thinking that does happen so much when these pendulum swings occur?
Well, I'm not entirely sure we're going to see much actual change in the form of governance. Mm-hmm. So I don't think we're likely to see that much relief in the anger that we're seeing.
Mm-hmm.
Like you said, the likelihood is, I mean, there's a lot we don't know yet, but the likelihood is that a lot of Democrats just stayed home. So, you know, as we get more...
Well, the Democrats have to be learning from that, don't they? Don't the Democrats learn from that? They see what a horrible job they did of putting this guy up for the presidency, and all of his promises were not promises at all. They were made up phony baloney BS. And that's not endemic to the Democrats, though, is it? See, I think that's the warning that I get out of this. You guys better shape up, get things done, and tell the truth.
Well, everybody needs to shape up. Natalie, how did this play out as far as what you had predicted with the numbers?
Well, our predictions were completely based on polling. So what we saw was that on the Senate side, we had most of the answers right, but significantly underestimated the amount by which the Republicans would win. For example, we have in Arkansas, Cotton won by 7 points, and that race was expected to be within about 3 points. So we had generally the answers, but there's a lot of work to do now on why Republicans were systematically undercounted in the polling.
Ah, there's an interesting aspect of this. All right, Natalie, thank you for your scientific approach to this. Natalie Jackson with the Huffington Post on Good Day.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Quarterback will say hike. That's when the center puts the ball into the hands of the quarterback. So what I do is I start tackling the quarterback unless he gets the ball to somebody else, in which case I'll try to tackle that first.
Gentlemen, what brings me to my next point. Don't smoke crack.
Boom, 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 boom. Bang, 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 bang. Boom, 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 boom. Bang, 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 bang.
Everybody hates
me. I love the way.
That's not true. One man said he wanted to decapitate me. Nobody else thought that would be too bad if not here.
And you talk that tough.
It's pain. It's cold. And that's what I call high quality H2O.
Boom, boom, boom. Bang, bang, bang. All right, so music from The Waterboy, number one movie during this week in 1998.
Oh, oh, oh,
wow. It's a 16-year-old movie.
Oh, oh.
Yeah. Adam Sandler, another great hit for him as we get into movie moments with movie music here on Good Day. Chuck Curry joins us with some movie news, historical. I was thinking about some of the great political movies. We have Wag the Dog, that's a current. What are some of the other really good? We focus so much on Halloween.
One that comes to mind is The Candidate or Robert Redford. And
yeah,
that's great.
Yeah, that's somebody
Mr.
talking about remaking
Mr. Washington.
Mr. Smith Goes to Washington. Yeah, wasn't there talk about remaking both of those? Do I remember that in some way, shape, or form?
I believe The Candidate somewhere is in the pre-production pipeline in Hollywood.
Is it really? Okay.
Yeah.
All right, Chucker's got some other movie news for us, so you'll have your attention, please, here as we continue on Good Day.
Doug Steffens, the day with Doug.
But tomorrow, both Richie and I may be gone.
Rich McFadden,
where are you going? I'm taking my first flying lesson at noon today.
Tune in tomorrow to see whether Doug made it back on his first flying lesson.
Can you fly this plane and land it?
Surely you can't be serious.
I am serious. And don't call me Shirley.
Doug Steffens, the day. Making your morning complete. Minus, of course, the gorilla.
Hi, Sir Chucker.
Yes, Doug.
I was looking back at films that have been made during various periods. This week in 2000, the debut of Blow Dry. Do you remember that from the writer of The Full Monty?
Blow Dry.
Blow Dry.
I do not.
No, I didn't either. I just think you're bringing it up.
Was it popular in your household? Was it mine?
No, it wasn't. What was popular was in your household was the release of the movie The Little Vampire.
Blow Dry got one star from Rotten Tomatoes. That might explain something.
All right, going back to 1999, The Bachelor with Chris O'Donnell and Renee Zellweger.
Oh, yeah. That
James
was
Cromwell. That was a pretty good movie. Right? Remember that? Who remembers that?
I remember the image of all the brides chasing him down the street. Do you remember that?
Really?
Okay, no.
All right, so, Chucker, what do you have?
Bueller? Anybody? Anyway.
Anyone? Well, after that exciting news, it might take me some time to recover. But yesterday we spoke about Christian Bale passing on playing Steve Jobs in a movie biopic based on his life. Well, word has it that the producers are now targeting actor Michael Fassbender to play the part. Again, it's directed by Danny Boyle, written by Aaron Sorkin. Fassbender is a really good actor. I don't think he's a household name yet. Played the young Magneto in X-Men. Was in 12 Years a Slave. Played David, the role android in Prometheus. He's a terrific actor and a good part. Just real quickly, Box Office Mojo predicts some of the holiday movies. Box Office for the entire run, they predict Hunger Games 3 will make $385 million. Chris Nolan's Interstellar, which opens on Friday, $265 million for its entire run. The Hobbit, they place third, Hobbit 3, $235 million. The animated Big Hero, $215 million. And Disney's, I believe it's a musical, Into the Woods with Meryl Streep and Johnny Depp, $140 million.
That's a musical?
I believe on Christmas. I believe it's a musical. I know it's based on a popular novel, and they made it into a feature film, so it's a decent box office out of it.
Huh. All right.
And they predict Exodus, which is the sort of remake of the Ten Commandments with Christian Bale, to do about $130 million in business in its entire run.
Are we still trying to figure out whether Christian Bale is the right person to be there or not?
For Steve Jobs?
No. Wasn't it, who's in the Ten Commandments?
Oh, he's playing Moses, yeah. Christian Bale.
Right. And does that grab anybody the wrong way?
I think it's a good pick. I don't think anybody's going to be Charlton Heston.
You know who would have been good for it?
I think Christian Bale's good at anything he does.
Remember when Cavill played Jesus in the Mel Gibson movie? I thought that was he carried that. He'd be a good Moses. Yes, no.
You just had a Chris Farley moment. Yeah. Hey, you remember that time he played Jesus? That was cool.
You can't go from Jesus to Moses. How do you do that?
It's pretty easy. You can go backwards. You don't have to go forward necessarily.
Oh boy.
All right. So there it is. More information than you need to know, probably.
That was cool.
59 after on Good Day.
Howdy folks, Pharmacist Ben here, nutritional pharmacist and skincare chemist. If you've heard me on my daily health and wellness program, The Bright Side, you know I'm on a mission to spread the good news about the power of nutritional supplementation to correct your healthcare challenges and get you feeling vital and healthy once again. I want you to call 877-279-9422 and check out the powerful, affordable line of nutritional products from Youngevity, the ones I take and the ones I recommend. That's 877-279-9422 or go to www.gcnminerals.com. Why simply mask your symptoms with toxic pharmaceutical drugs when you can address causes with vitamins and minerals? I suggest the Healthy Start Pack. It gives your body the essential 90 nutrients it needs. Most people notice a difference right away. You can sign up to help me spread the good news of health and wellness without drugs and maybe make a little money too. And while you're there, don't forget to check out my important video message. That's gcnminerals.com or call 877-279-9422. And remember, friends, good nutrition is good medicine.